toward nurses with malice toward nuns. I follow a curse for the sake of some puns. I've got to punch, I've got to touch, I've got to hurt to feel myself so much. I've got to kill somebody to make them real. Heavy, heavy song. Yeah, it's heavy. It's a heavy, heavy song. That was a wonderfully heavy song written by Andrew Calhoun called The Seat in the Mezzanine and done for you live down here at the radio station. We'd like to introduce our next guest. She'd like to occupy the seat. Where'd she go? Oh, here she is. Want to take a seat here? We have something for you to help us out during our show that we're doing here live for each and everybody. Why don't you give them one of those...
I'm not here. I'm shy. I'm really in the other room.
Okay, pick up that mic a little bit. I'm having trouble here because this is the first time I've ever had a guest down. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I just wanted to touch your knee.
What am I doing?
We have a little bit of a song here that we'd like you to do. Some avant-garde poetry, some hip-hop rhymes and rhythms. Something to make the world stand on edge. Something to make people move their behind and rape their mind. Let's hear something good from that book.
My squid's named Ned, or maybe Fred. He's painted red to match his bed.
Yeah, bed, word.
A pedigreed squid thoroughbred is Ned?
Yeah, word.
Or Fred?
Fresh.
Or is it Ted?
All right.
Thank you.
And we'd like to thank our guest here.
Abyssinia 5.
The Abyssinia 5 coming down here in the studio. I'm sorry I forgot your name, guys. I really do like that cassette that you sent me. Held up well as a blank. It's 2:06 in the morning. Now WFMU. We'd like you out there to participate in moving my seat and clearing my throat. If you can, call in now at 201-266-7900. We'll give you some bongo accompaniment. Why don't you inspire us with another verse to get these phone calls going? And these people can give us their own free verse and rhyme to help us pass the time and unwind here.
I've got a new one here.
Bleak. Yes, go ahead. I can hardly speak.
Okay, you want to start again?
Start again.
Okay. My squid's named Fred, or maybe Ned. He's painted red, but he's dead. His zeppelin's lead. Singer in Rush is dead. I'm hungry, not fed.
What's the last letter of the alphabet?
Z.
Zed.
O. I'm not a rocker. I'm a Ted.
Maybe I will want you.
Oh, you kid. Ed, the horse, of course, he's not dead, he's Ed.
You're there.
Yeah?
Go ahead, you're there.
What's up, man?
What's up? That's you gotta help us with that.
Want some lines?
What's that?
Want poetry here?
Yes, what do you got?
I got Holy Roller Derby.
Alright, let's hear it.
Okay.
You need bongos?
If you want to throw them in, like, as I go along here.
Alright, you mean, like, we'll try and get the feeling, right?
Okay. It's the Holy Roller.
Wait, hold it, sir, before you finish.
Huh?
I'd like you to say thanks to the Abyssinia 5, okay?
Okay.
Say it for us.
Thanks to the Abyssinia 5.
You're welcome. Drop dead. Dead.
They have to leave now.
Okay.
All right?
Uh-huh.
They're going out into their car on the highway. They have some groupies. They're going to get...
Fed.
Fed.
Lead.
Head. What? Sir.
Yeah.
Let's hear your poem now. Come on, you're making us wait.
Okay. I've often watched free enterprise and Christianity skating together hand in hand. Me.
Go ahead.
Looking for myself. Look at number one. Business world. To rest stunting. Around and around the rink they go, separating the strong from the weak. They all know who shall inherit the earth. To be meek. It's an age-old rat race, and there's no maze involved, just one true path leading to your fortune. Do unto others, if the price is right, because you can never become a millionaire too soon. I'm still watching them now as they circle the rink, and I feel that I have x-ray vision. As I watch the unfortunate tossed over the rail, it gives me a chilling fright. I may not have a PhD in anthropology, but I'm afraid Mr. Darwin was right. There it is.
Hey, that was beautiful. Did you think that up yourself?
Yep.
How many years did it take you to think that up?
I don't know. About a half a year.
A half a year? A lot of experiences in that poem. Sounds like a lot of your own life experiences. You poured a lot of life, of your life, into that work.
Yeah, I was inspired by watching Jimmy Swaggart and being totally disgusted with him, so...
Well, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to thank you. And now tell everybody else to call with their poems, okay?
Yeah, I'd like to encourage everyone to call in this wonderful arena of free thinking. And I'd like to compliment Frank on his beat poetry that he just read before, which was great. And
well, he's a wonderful guy. He's part of the Abyssinia 5.
Yeah. He is. He's really creative.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay?
Good night.
Good night now, and have a pleasant tomorrow. Well,
we're back here
with you. We got Peter Frampton and Bose Bodley here. We're going to be with you for the next couple of hours here at W Minute Hours at WFMU. I'm sure Peter's got something cooked up. Peter Frampton, who... You know, kind of has been on a downward trend since that mega-selling album Frampton Comes Alive in 1975, sold 7 million copies. Now he can't get arrested. But he's here in the studio with us, and he has some new work that he's going to unleash on the public for the first time. And
hello.
We're glad to bring this here with you.
Hello, Frank. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter, for coming tonight.
I just want to say that I feel so unashamed, and I can't believe this is happening to me.
That's beautiful. Did you just think that up on the way here?
No, actually, it's from a song I wrote way back when.
Sure, it's almost as if it evokes a certain memory in my heart.
Well, it's like a slice of humble pie, you know?
Ha 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 ha. Oh, I love rock star humor. I like, you know, because I'm in the industry, and I kind of like it when people make allusions to, you know, former bands and things that were popular once and make a joke out of
it. It's all good fun, you know.
Yeah, I can dig it. I know where you're at, man. So, what do you got for us tonight?
I got a poem here that I wrote. I'm having two volumes of poetry published by Harper and Row. That's an American publisher. I guess you know them.
Yeah, we know them very well. They've done a lot of interesting books in the past.
And this will be next month, probably within the first week of May. These books will be coming out in the States. And this next selection is going to be a poem from one of my two books that will be coming out next month.
Okay, that's great. That's a new book to look out for in Harper and Row. Okay, we'll also be releasing Garfield Does Aerobics, so stay tuned.
Okay, if I start to chuckle while I'm reading this poem, it's just because I'm remembering the circumstances under which it was written, and I can't really express this over a public facility, you see.
Okay.
But I'll read the poem anyway, and if I start to chuckle, just don't take it as anything, all right?
Beautiful,
all
man.
Right, here we go. This is called The Voyeur. The voyeur, the peeper, the peeping Tom, is a dark comedian. He is repulsive in his dark anonymity, in his secret invasion. He is pitifully alone, but strangely he is able through this same silence and concealment to make unknowing partner of anyone within his eye's range. This is his threat and power. There are no glass houses. The shades are drawn and real life begins. Some activities are impossible in the open, and these secret events are the voyeur's game. He seeks them out with his myriad army of eyes, like the child's notion of a deity who sees all. Everything? Asks the child. Yes, everything, they answer, and the child is left to cope with this divine intrusion. The voyeur is masturbator, the mirror his badge, the window his prey. Thank you.
Peter Frampton, ladies and gentlemen, reading something from his brand new book of poetry to be published by Harper and Row. And we're glad to present it to you first down here at WFMU.
I just want to interrupt, if I may, and just say that Frank, you're a really beautiful guy, and all the people here at WFMU are really beautiful, and I hope that you'll tune in when they start their marathon on May 10th, and I'll be pledging. Money is tight these days. I haven't had a hit record in about 10 years now, but I will be pledging to WFMU, and I just want to say I don't care if they cut my hair. All I want to be is by FMU's side.
Well, thank you, Peter. Our policy, friendly, expert care and service. Your glasses and frames are designed and fitted especially for you. And for those who don't wear glasses, see us about contact lenses. Remember, don't neglect expert repair service on the premises for all instruments. Fast, reliable, and at a minimal cost. We have a girl now that's calling that would like to speak to Peter Frampton. Is that okay, Peter?
It's fine. It's all right.
Okay. Hello, FMU.
You're wrong. I'm not a girl.
What's that?
I said you're wrong. I'm not a girl.
Hang up on him then.
You're not a girl. You sound like a girl.
Well, get your hearing aid adjusted.
Well, what do you want?
Well, I hear poems getting talked over the radio here. I got one here.
You got a poem for Peter to listen to?
I don't know if it's a poem or not. Who's Peter anyhow?
Peter Frampton.
Well, I got a Peter here.
He sounds belligerent, Frank. I just don't know about this guy.
He doesn't sound like a beautiful
person. Sounds so sweet.
You don't sound like a beautiful person, sir. I think that you got a black mark.
No, but really, I do have some... No, Vanilla, listen here. Are you the Vanilla this time? Are you Rough Riding Randy? Which one are you?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
I know you don't, but listen,
I don't know who you're referring to. My name is Frank Ballastieri. I am a person. I live.
I know your name is Frank, but every time your last name changes. But anyhow, check it out. I got a poem here.
All right, want to
hear it or not?
Yeah.
You want to play some bongos for me or what?
Need some bongos?
Well, I don't know if I need them, but, you know, if you want to add them, go ahead.
Yeah, well, we got somebody here to do it tonight.
What's your show? Let's go.
We're going, man. We're gone.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, go.
Psychosomatical test tube baby. Parched minds thirsting for thoughts. Never-ending flashing reoccurrences of the past. Cycles of pre-planned sequences. Speeding through the side streets of life. Lonely people misinterpreting everything given to them. So many pretenders losing themselves in what they call life. But what is life? Is life or death the reality to come of us? Is each one and the same? Infinite tubes of light reaching into darkness. Backlashing events are all too often seen. When will they stop? Radiating lights shine from her face. She walks alone down the street. Though you want her, you can't get close. The devil is in her eyes. Psychosomatic.
And that pretty much is your poem.
That is it.
In fact, that is indeed all of your poem.
Say what?
Say what? Is that in fact indeed all of your poem at once that you just did there for us live?
Yes, in fact, sir, that was it. That was all. Over, done with, kaput, chaos, sarah, sarah, whatever the hell, yo.
You what?
I what?
That's exactly what I wanted to hear. You sound like Matt Dillon.
No, please. I hate that guy.
Why? What did he ever do to you? He was just born with that face.
I know, but he shows it on the screen. I don't show mine. I know I can scare people, but I don't do it.
Okay, well, listen, thanks for your poem.
Hey.
Who are you?
I'm Steve.
Okay, Steve.
Hey, the marathon's coming up. When does it start, though? When is the exact time? I know it's coming up, but when?
May 10th.
May 10th?
Right.
When are your slots? I want to write them down so I'm ready for them, you know what I mean?
Okay, I'm on Tuesday afternoon from 2 to 5.
Wait, Tuesday from 2 to 5?
Yeah, Wednesday midnight to 3.
All right.
Or actually, that'll be all night. It'll be an all night thing coming up.
So this is Tuesday to what?
May 10th.
May 10th?
No, May 10th is a Friday. I'm sorry. Did I confuse you? It's May 14th is the Tuesday.
Hey, today's my birthday. I'm ripped, pal. You know, like, I just came home and I turned on FMU because that's my station relation.
Hey, well, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
What do you mean you're sorry?
I'm sorry, okay?
No, I listen to you a lot, man. You know, I just want to get some info sometimes, you know? And I'm too lazy to send a self-addressed stamped envelope for my program guide, you know?
Yeah, some of us can't even say that.
I know.
So listen, Bill here is on with Peter Frampton during the marathon.
Well, I don't know about Peter Frampton, you know.
Hey, like, he was a god at one time.
He was a god? To who?
He changed my life.
He did?
Sure did.
Well, you must not be too easy to persuade, then.
No, actually, I'm not. What did you have in mind?
Why'd the chicken cross the road?
Why?
I don't know. I was hoping you'd tell me.
Because the chicken on the other side,
No, it was a rooster on the other side.
Well, you knew the answer. Why did you want me to participate? I was going to say because the chicken on the other side had some kind of psychological problem and they weren't getting along that night. And she wouldn't sleep with
him. The rooster was swinging him in the breeze.
Okay. Okay, well, listen, we have something for you, okay?
Oh, do you? What do you got?
Usually the other people who do this kind of thing, like phone art, Yeah, they don't give you anything, you know?
What do you mean they don't give you? If I'm wasting your time, you can hang up on me. Please, do.
No, but listen, I'm trying to make a point here. Please, okay?
I'm listening.
Okay?
Okay.
If, somebody takes the word phone art and takes the word own out of it, what you own, what you're left with is phart, and that spells fart.
Yeah.
Okay?
And they smell.
I want to give you a prize for your fart. Are you low in spirits? See us for some thirst-quenching cold beer, wines of the world, and liquors of fine distinction. Okay?
What?
Thank you for calling Steve. Happy birthday.
Yeah, get a grip.
Okay, brother. Peace,
use
love.
Use two hands this time.
Sammy Davis, brother.
All right.
Right on.
So the Indian saith, that was no antelope, but rather my squaw. Nay, but seriously, brethren.
I'm sorry, that was my line. I messed up. Excuse me. Let me have my cue again, please.
Okay. All right, let me get the page.
Okay.
So the Indian saith, that was no antelope, but rather my squaw. Nay, but seriously, brethren.
Fine jewelry repairing is a skilled craftsman's job, and we stand behind our work with a full guarantee, prompt service.
I made you in my image, and I want you to remember that parts of us are dirty. Got it?
If you don't wear it, sell it. Instant cash for gold and diamond jewelry, highest prices for coins, sterling, and stamps.
For years I thought they were just sheep, but they're some kind of woolly animal.
Company accounts are always welcome here. Let us help you with your gift list or party liquor list. Prompt delivery.
Now I lost my page.
Okay, I'll set you up with that cue again, okay?
Okay.
We'll do that last line over.
All right.
Are you suffering from gas pains? Don't suffer any longer. Buy a motorcycle and get the best mileage ever.
That's Lydia, right? Curiously high scream she has. It reminds me of the brakes on my old convertible. That word was brakes. Oh, I'm very sorry.
Okay, let's check that out. We'll cut that out, cut, and then play it back and do it again. Okay, you ready? Go.
That's Lydia, right? Curiously high scream she has. Reminds me of the brakes on my old convertible. I really liked that car. Had some great times in it. I remember that night, that Shirley's dress got sucked into the carburetor. Gee, what was her last name? Wazzle? Winkle? Wackle? That's it. Shirley Wackle. She sang at the Pancake House on Thursdays.
Well, don't wait for an emergency before buying first aid supplies. Your family is meeting all their minimum daily vitamin requirements. And, for senior citizens, ask today for complete oxygen service available here with your doctor's prescription. Free delivery and pickup service.
It is truly written that a man has 5 times as many fingers as ears, but only twice as many ears as noses.
What about that old camera? It may still be of value to you. Bring it in for repair or exchange. Free estimates. Yeah.
Howdy, ma'am. I'm a cowboy, and this is my cowboy hat.
Are you a do-it-yourself photographer? Everything you need to develop print and enlarge your own pictures. Right here.
The road to enlightenment is long and difficult, which is why I've asked you to bring sandwiches and a change of clothing.
Has your car been lubricated lately? If not, let our expert mechanics do a complete lube job. And avoid Carl failure this winter, because Carl can check in his automatic transmission and have it serviced here by a certified bumper checkup for months free of worry-free credit card driving.
This porcupine's a friend of mine. Tiny pig with prickly spines. Eats shoes and grapes and balls of twine. No common ordinary swine. Minds his business, toes the line. My little sweaty porcupine.
Tired of a bumpy ride? We can help you. Let us install new shock absorbers for your car, and you can have a smooth ride home.
Including parts and labor, Edna, you've cost me $609.38. And now look at you.
Looking for holiday shoes? We've got a complete selection here for the entire family, bright blues and greens, at prices you can afford.
Sorry to bother you this late at night, but it's pouring rain and my car broke down. Can I use your toothbrush?
See us today. For attractive, comfortable orthopedic footwear, our shoe specialists will be happy to assist you in getting steel-toed safety shoes for golf, basketball, tennis, tap dancing, or ballet for all beginners and professionals.
Okay. And actually, you see, organized religion has always been a prime target of satire. Now, I want you to say this one along with me now.
Okay.
And actually...
You
see, organized religion has always been a prime target of satire. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And good evening. It's good to be with you now. It was good to be with you earlier. Actually, it's better now. We've known each other a little bit longer, and we've had time to go over the rough spots in our relationship. You know, those tense little moments at the beginning when you're kind of feeling each other out and
developing a rhythm now, right?
Right. We're developing sort of a rapport, one of them laid-back rocking chair-type rapports with the other people out there in our audience. And the phone continually lights up. If you'd like to be part of this, don't miss out. 201-266-7900 and share with us your innermost thoughts, your secrets, your lustful ambitions, and your drive toward greed. Doesn't take much to share these things with us. You're just a phone call away. 201-266-7900 is our number. You can talk to me or Peter Frampton, who happens to be here. Or, indeed, you can call up and call up the United Way Helpline. United Way Helpline is available 24 hours a day for your service if you have any problems. Look, if you're going to end it, if you're going to take a sharpened screwdriver and shove it through your pharynx, then, by all means, call them first, and they'll let you know a good part, you know, of your body other than your pharynx to locate the screwdriver. By all means, though, don't do it on the subway, man, okay? We have our first phone caller now of this half-hour segment. This half-hour of our program is being brought to you by Jeff Grieco, so stay tuned.
Was that a grant, then, from Jeff?
That was. Right there. I'd like to thank that last listener for blowing our whole show. We were going along. We just developed that rapport we were talking about. We were being sincere and honest. We were getting down to the nitty-gritty, to that get-go point of existence.
Well, don't get discouraged, Frank. It was only a rough spot. We'll get back on the track very soon.
How can I not get discouraged when I am saying these important things and you're yawning?
I'm just a little sleepy, that's all.
If you're out there now, and that was just you on the phone, where's the lady from Bay Ridge who is going to call us with a boat report tonight? She said she was going to watch the boats down by the docks there in Brooklyn and call us up with a boat report, and she hasn't done it yet. I wish you would call now and tell us all about the boats. If you know something about the boats, call us now also. I'm going to take off my jacket, okay, because I'm getting warm. It's yours.
Well, what can I say? Maybe I should, like, do a song for you since,
Sure.
Since you seem to think I'm falling asleep on you, so maybe I should prove that I'm not by doing a song, you know?
Okay, go ahead.
Alright, let me... This will be,
What key is it in?
It's in E-flat, actually.
E-flat, I think I've got that here.
Okay.
Okay, E-flat. Alright, yeah, I've got it.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the beat. 1, 2, 3, and go. Wounds, stags, and arrows. Hooded, flashing legs plunge near the tranquil women. Staring obedience from the poor people, astonishing caves to plunder. Loose, nerveless valleys of looting. Boys are running, girls are screaming and falling. The air is thick with smoke. Dead cracking wise dance, pools of sea blood. Lizard woman with your insect eyes, with your wild surprise, warm daughter of silence. Venom, turn your back with a slither of moaning wisdom. The unblinking eyes behind walls, new histories rise. And wake, growling and whining, the weird dawn of dreams. Dogs lie sleeping, the wolf howls, a creature lives without the war. A forest, a rustle of cut words, choking, choking river. Thank you.
Telephone number is 201-266-7900. I suggest you call now before we go away and leave nothing but white noise on your radio dial. I know it's a bad life. I know it's a sad life. I know it's not the one you had planned when you started. But you shouldn't take it personally. Nobody has it in for you. It's probably your hairstylist. To be well-dressed, be hairdressed. See, our expert staff are the best in styling, hair straightening or coloring. Your hair is our business. Let us give you all the expert hair care you need. Don't be gray. Look and feel younger. Let our artists in hair shaping and coloring create the unique style just for you. See and select your new airpiece here. Expert fitting and styling assured. This is a unisex styling center. We do unicorns and goats. We specialize in all the latest styles for long or short hair. If you're a senior citizen and you want your hair checked, no appointment necessary. You're always welcome here. Your money is green. Give it to us today, and then we'll say, have a nice day.
I think my accent's been rubbing off on you a little bit there.
Actually, I haven't noticed it yet. But perhaps it has. The true test will be our first phone caller.
Come on, call in. We all want to go to the sun eventually, don't we?
I won't go to the sun.
Come on, everyone.
And everyone. Woo, come on.
Like I said before, pay up your money and ask for more. Oh, baby.
How'd the rest of that go?
I forgot. That was many years ago, you know.
I always liked, what was the one, come on, refresh my memory. The last cut on the album, and went something like, "Who's wine? What wine? Where the hell did I dine? Must have been a dream. I can't believe where I've been."
Oh, you sound like Bob Dylan now.
Yeah, well, he did Peter Frampton. Come on, let's do it again.
Saved by the Bell.
Hello? FMU?
Hello?
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 Yes.
I'd like to know something.
You can know whatever you'd like.
Can you answer a question?
Sure can, babe. What say?
Can you?
Sure can, babe. What say? Hello?
Wait.
I can answer a question for you, babe. I said, what say?
Okay. Question is, why would anybody want to call you up?
Because they love us. Hello?
That's not a very good reason.
Okay, I'll try another reason. Because we do expert hair care, and we fit you for shoes that you need for life. Hello? I think she really hated us. She doesn't even want to respond. Now I'm getting despondent. Hello? It's time now to talk about classy motorcycles for each and everybody out there. Hello, are you still there, ma'am?
Yes.
Well, come on, you called us. What do you have to contribute to make this a better place than it is? I mean, I know we're really faltering and stumbling tonight and creating the most egocentric, egotistical, egomaniacal radio that, you know, probably ever been done at this radio station, with the possible exception of a drunk, slurring, leering Bud Stipple. But what have you got to say?
Come on now. Make a better day for you and me.
Hello?
Yes?
Come on, stop wheezing on us. You sound like you're going to die at any minute. And tell us what you've got to say. You've only said, why would somebody call us? You've obviously called us, and now you've got something to share with us, so share it.
I'm dying.
What from?
I'm dying.
What are you dying of, or for? Hello?
Yes?
Okay, the deal is, okay, I talk to you, and then you talk to me back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now, you said you are dying.
Yes.
I say, what for or what of are you dying?
I'm dying of dengue fever.
Dengue fever?
Yeah.
Where did you catch dengue fever? And why does it threaten your existence on this planet?
I caught it, on the carpet.
You caught it from the carpet in your home, or were you shopping for remnants?
It lives in our carpet, and that's where I caught it from.
You caught dengue fever from something living in your carpet.
I feel a bit naive, but I don't know what dengue fever is, and I'd really like to have the girl tell us exactly, you know, the symptoms involved. I mean, if it's not too personal a question, is that possible, miss?
It's very hard to describe. You'd really have to, like, experience it.
Well, what are the first symptoms that appear so we'll know whether or not we have caught dengue fever from talking to you over the telephone?
Well, first you start to shake and cough.
Shake and cough?
Yes.
Or shake and cough? What did you say?
Throat.
Shake and throat.
No.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. Go ahead.
Okay. Shake and cough.
Cuss?
When you begin to shake and cough, what happens next?
Well, then you die.
You expire real quickly. There's no lingering symptoms with this, right? You shake, cough, and die. That's basically it?
Yeah, one of each.
One shake, one
cough, and one die.
And one die.
Yeah.
That's almost like Britain.
Like what?
Like Great Britain.
They
have one king, one queen, and one lady die.
Oh.
Yeah, they have a band now called King, and they had that band called Queen, and of course they have Lady Di, who's Lady Di. Prince of Dianetics, dying her hair, dieting. Dying of dengue fever.
Yeah.
Okay. So how long has dengue fever been known to modern man, its causes and symptoms?
Oh, well, it started with the dinosaurs. But there was only a few kind of dinosaurs that were susceptible.
Like which kinds, for instance? The Tyrannosaurus rex? The Oedipus rex? Rex the dog? What? Rex Harrison? Train rex? What?
T-Rex.
T-Rex. Was T-Rex susceptible to dengue fever? Is that why Mark Bolan died? Hey, honey, are you listening or I gotta smack you in the teeth? What's the deal? Hello?
Yes?
What is, does dengue fever do something to your, the system in your body, your nervous system when, like, you go to respond? Does it slow your responses?
I told you about the dinosaurs.
Okay, that was very good.
You're supposed to respond, too, because then I don't know.
I did.
If I should keep on going.
I did. Can you hear us? What are you listening to us on? Do you have a radio? Or are you, do you just call numbers at will, you know, or on a whim?
Well, actually, I'm using a telephone right now.
Oh, you see, you won't be able to hear me then.
Not exactly.
Right? You can't hear me at all, can you?
I can hear you now. That's why I'm responding.
Okay, I understand that. Now, respond to this, okay?
Okay.
What did that make you think of? I'll give it to you again. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? What popular song?
Oh. Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know.
Come on, hurry up. 5 seconds.
Is there a penalty for not knowing?
Well, 5 seconds.
Hmm?
You won't win the atrocious version.
I'm gonna get in trouble.
You won't win the atrocious versions cassette if you don't call in now. And tell me the title of this song. I'll do it again for you, okay?
Okay.
This is only because I like you, even though you said at the beginning of the phone call that you hated our guts.
I never said that.
What's that?
I never said that.
I heard you say it.
Am I putting words in your mouth?
You're taking them out.
Well, hopefully I can take out the words to the title of this song, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Do you get it yet? I could play a few more notes for you if you'd like.
Okay.
Oh, that's too easy, really.
All right, I'm sorry. I almost gave it away. Go ahead. Five seconds, please.
Give me a clue.
Give you a clue.
Yeah, I need a clue.
Okay. It has nothing to do with dengue fever, or dinosaurs, or Princess Diana.
And it wasn't written by Prince.
Okay, that's good. That's good enough. All right, go ahead.
I didn't hear the clue.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I wasn't listening hard enough.
Okay. You have your ears on now?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the clue again. It's bigger than a bread box. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It lives in Philadelphia. It weighs 2,000 pounds and wears eyeglasses. And it never rains, but it pours.
This isn't fun anymore.
Why not? You're supposed to guess.
I can't.
What's wrong with you?
I think she's tripping.
Are you on some kind of drug, woman?
No, I just drank too much coffee.
Ah, you're a caffeine freak, huh?
Well, no, I have to write a term paper.
You're up all night rearranging the drapes.
She has to write a term paper and she's calling us on the phone wasting time.
Oh, jeez.
She's procrastinating from her schoolwork.
I just finished it.
You finished it?
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, wait, now this could start us on a new conversation here.
Oh, boy.
What's your term paper about?
Do you really want to know?
Definitely, sweetheart. Go ahead.
It's probably dengue fever.
It's about Graham Greene.
Gray and green, the colors or the numbers?
No, the person, Graham Greene.
Oh, Graham Greene.
Yeah.
Is he a talk show host?
No, that's Oral Roberts.
Who?
Oral Roberts.
Oral Roberts?
Yeah, I did my temp tape on him last year.
What about Graham Greene? Who is he? Let us know about Graham Greene.
Well, he's like this writer.
Like?
Yeah, he like wrote things.
He like wrote things. Did he like the things he wrote? Or did he just wrote the things he like?
Neither.
Okay, well tell us more, please. Come on. Everyone's waiting.
Well.
That was interesting. Go ahead.
He never had any children, but if he had had children, they would have done headstands in the living room to entertain the guests.
I like that so far. Come on.
Other than that, I don't really know very much. It wasn't a very long term paper.
So that pretty much sums up Graham Greene in a nutshell, huh?
Uh-huh.
I've always liked your style of writing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I own a couple of term papers by you. I bought them at yesterday's Books and Records.
Yeah.
They were on a shelf in the Amelia Bedelia book.
Oh.
Remember Amelia Bedelia?
Is he a relative of yours?
Who? You sound like you've got Rod Stewart in your mouth. Open up. Talk.
I said, is he a relative of yours?
Amelia Bedelia?
Yes.
She sure is. How do you know?
Well, I guessed.
Okay, well, yeah, Amelia Bedelia, that's my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
She,
What side?
What side? My father's side.
Mm-hmm.
He sleeps on the left side of bed. My mother falls toward the middle because of my father's stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But on my father's side is Amelia Bedelia, and she worked for a while in a house as a maid.
Whose house does she work in?
In A house.
A house.
Yeah, it was an A-frame.
Yeah.
Okay, one like a ski lodge.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Mr. Lodge? He was on, What comic strip?
It's,
Archie. That's Veronica's dad. Right? Veronica Large? Do you know Veronica Large?
I think she goes to my high school.
She goes to your high school with him.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, I'm getting off the track here.
Oh, sorry. You know, I never got to guess about the song.
Well, what about Amelia Bedelia?
What about her?
She was asked to draw the drapes. So she got out some construction paper and a pencil.
Yeah.
She was asked